Blog Talk Radio. To Blog Talk Radio, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Blog Talk Radio, and we're here to start off April 8th. Tomorrow's April 8th. We're starting it off right now with some drumming. We got to get those ancestors in here because we want to hear the truth. We want to have divine clarity. And my sister Andika is going to help to do that and more. So everybody get your drums and let's go with Becca Shea. And she says it's time for unity, unity. So get your drums and everybody focus on bringing unity, harmony, love, compassion, and wisdom to this next 2 hours and the next 24 and 48 and on and on and on. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it.
And heads, let us ransom people for God. From every tribe and language, people, every nation. Where warriors have fallen, there's a resurrection coming.
It is your time to rise and shine.
Oh, wake up, you sleeping giant.
The womb of injustice are being healed by the peace.
Oh, Yahweh, bringing us power through unity. Where
together.
I hope. And we welcome all of you tonight joining us for preparation time, clarity time, divinity clearance time. Woo, this is going to be a powerful night tonight with our guest, Delphine. Andika Peterson is with us tonight. And I believe she is in the studio, so I'm going to open up her mic. Andika, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're so loud. I am. Right. Be strong in that. I am. And I want you to know, if you can't see me, I'm wearing my dolphin necklace, my dear.
Am I too loud? I'm on speakerphone. Should I come up?
So you're sounding pretty good, loud and clear. I think everybody can
hear.
Okay,
wonderful.
If you can't hear her, send me a message if you can't hear. We are in the YouTube. We're on YouTube, Viatup Tiny House Village. And we are also on Facebook Live, Soul Purpose Healing. And we're in Blog Talk Radio listening to my sister, Andika Delphine. And all, she's going to share all this about her name, where she was born, and all that, because we want to understand, understand, and overstand what's going to be happening in the next 24 hours, what 48 hours. In fact, let's just talk about our future tonight. What's going to happen in our future? Because the past is the past. And we're going to talk about the present and the future. So welcome, my sister. You've been away for a while, and we do live videos, but we want to hear your beautiful voice tonight. I'm going to be putting your picture up. For those of you in YouTube and Facebook, we won't see Empress or Goddess Andika tonight, but I have a picture I'm going to have up. When she's talking, you will see her picture. So, Andika, take it away. I want you to share with our audience a little bit of your background, where you were born, that's important, where you grew up, and how you are today. So go ahead, my sister.
Okay. I'd like to open up with a poem, if I might. It's entitled Time Tells an Ancient Story. It's called Time Tells an Ancient Story. Time says it's time to tell this story, as time itself reveals to you, with a look into the heavens at just what is and is not true. This is a story that I feel I was somehow born to tell. I suppose it's as a black woman, I felt led by it, compelled to seek out just how who or what did what and why was placed on me, these wretched curses of gender and race according to the lies of he, who has changed her story to history, saying just what he wants it to say, he who changed the very face of time to make it chime his way. Men who made that evil pact, then rewrote scripture to conceal it, putting words in the mouth of the all. Time now steps forward to reveal it. But I say to you, if these are things you do not wish to know, wishing can't hold back the tide of truth and its timely ebb and flow. Still, the things that must be mentioned, scheming leaders have labeled taboo. And in view of this, some of you may decide now is not the time for you. But for those of you who sought truth, asking the universe for the key, I invite you, journey with me now and see what time has shown to me. Mother Earth has sent vegetation and I, voice of the sacred earth, granted a building and the right to write, righting wrongs of the lies we've heard.
Bowl of rice, I guess.
Intuition that draws you near it speaks louder than the lies that make you fear it. As time reveals these truths divine, these truths of nine, these truths sublime, it's time you see and hear it. I was born in Cleveland, Ohio. Pardon me, huh?
I said hallelujah.
Thank you. I was born in Cleveland, Ohio on May 18th, 1954. And I lived in Cleveland up until I was 21, at which time I moved to California, San Diego. I had already been on my own as an emancipated minor. From the age of 16, I left home at 15, and I had my own apartment, job. I had a baby at 16 and was legally classify it as an emancipated mind. And after the first 4 years, which 16 through 21, making all the mistakes that a young person on their own without much guidance would make, I realized I needed a change of environment, perhaps. And so I decided to move to California. And at that time, it was 5 days before I turned 21. I moved out there on May 13th without any idea that May 13th is the day of the Great Mother. So this is the type of thing that's been happening in my life as I look back on it to see a connection to the work that I've been doing since the year 2000. But I moved to California in 1975 at the age of 21. And after a year of being there, I saw that my life had basically changed to or become the same as it had been in Cleveland. And so something told me that it had nothing to do perhaps with where I was, but me. And I was led to, when I figured out that I wasn't growing, I reached my hands to the heavens and I asked for help. And a voice came that said to go to the bookstore and get a book on how to live life. And I thought that was kind of, actually, I thought it was kind of silly because you just get up and live life, I thought. And then I realized that I'd been messing up my own doing that. So I took it seriously. And I went to the bookstore and I asked them about such a book. I kind of thought they were going to say the Bible. And I didn't want them to say that because it had rejected me as a black woman, as from the black race, and then because I had been born so-called illegitimately. Every time I went to the Bible, it was rejecting me. And so I didn't know which book they were going to suggest, but they didn't say the Bible. They said, oh, you're looking for self-help. So I went to that aisle, and there was quite a few books, and a young man who was in that aisle suggested Handbook to Higher Consciousness by Ken Keyes. And when I took the book home and I started reading it, it was self-actualization. I had never read a book like that before. And the words were just leaping out, and the tears were just falling, because finally I felt like this is what I needed. It was just principles, life principles. And no one had really been, talking about that. I got bits and pieces all my life coming up as far as how, right from wrong. So I can't say that I was left totally without knowledge of principles, but I didn't know that there was actually an area of knowledge called that, you know. And so at any rate, it changed my life. It changed my life. And so when I returned to Cleveland armed with that information, I thought that that was education. I thought that they were teaching that at school. And so I re-enrolled at college. Well, in San Diego, I also took some black history courses, and I found out that, no, as I thought, we're not inferior. That was a lie that was concocted to justify the exploitation that was going on. And so that freed me in a very big way. And when I came home, I decided to go back to school. But when I went to college and I mentioned this self-help stuff to a sociology professor, he told me that that was relative to race, region, and religion, and it wouldn't be taught in his class. And because it had changed my entire life, I left formal education that day, and I never went back. I signed in at where I call Kitchen Table University, and it's a heuristic method of study. In other words, you study on your own, and it's a very happy way of studying. So after signing on with the my own method of education, I wrote a book. I spent 10 years writing it, and well, 9 to 10 years, and then I moved to Atlanta ready to promote that book. I moved here in the year 1998. Well, it took me 2 years getting adjusted to Atlanta, but I was finally starting to develop a plan for promoting my book and everything. But at that time, another book came along. And how it happened was my grandson's father brought me 3 books from the Virginia Beach area. He was from that area. And he brought me 3 books. One of them was Anthony Browder from the Browder Files. And in that book, I read that there was 1,440 minutes in a day in the preface. And when I saw that, I said, that's a nine. I wonder if nine has anything to do with time. And at that point, it was like a portal opened in my mind, and I heard a resounding yes, and to come, like, come on in. And they were very glad that I had seen and that I had asked. And so it was at that point that I began to study time. And I was looking for the number nine because that's what had opened the door in the first place. Well, when I studied solar time, I wasn't finding that. I found sixes. Six was the 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, and 24 hours in a day. Those are sixes. And so I said, well, it's not solar time. But then I remembered something that my aunt had shared with me when I was 9 years old. I came in from school, and I wasn't in the habit of discussing what I had studied in school. We didn't really do that. We just didn't do that. But for some reason, that day I came in and I told my aunt that we had been studying time. And she looked at me and she said, the female cycle is connected to the phases of the moon. Well, I hadn't even begun my cycle yet, so I didn't really know exactly what she was talking about. I knew a little bit about that, but not much. But I stored that information away for future reference. I guess my mouth must have dropped open because I was kind of shocked, but I didn't know really how to react to it. But again, I stored that information. Well, years later here, when I saw that and I decided to study lunar time, I found the, just 1 second, the 362.7. And how that happened was that, let me read this to you. That will make it clear. Once I saw that the 1440 was a 9, I posed the question in my mind, I wonder if 9 has anything to do with time. And in a flash, an inner voice came back with a resounding yes. And with no idea at the time that this was my destiny calling, I began the nearly 12-year, at the time that I wrote this, magical, mystical journey that has been the writing of this book. My first task was to see what would happen if I broke down the time systems, and as I said, solar time was the first one. But then I decided to go into the lunar time. And what I found was that 13 times 27.9 is 362.7. And the way that I found the 362.7 was those 362.7 was the actual number of days in the lunar year. Just 1 second. And out of that search came 13 numbers total that came from this study. 72 seconds for an hour, 72 minutes for an hour, 72 seconds for a minute, 72 minutes for an hour. Just 1 second. 5,184 seconds in an hour, 1,438.56 minutes in a day, 19.98 hours in a day, 9.99 hours in the day, and 9.99 hours of the night. And as I said, 27.9 representing the exact number of days in the moon cycle. Then there's 266.166 days of human gestation, 38.16 weeks of human gestation, and 9.54 months of gestation. And so, like I said, I found 13 numbers that were relevant to the human gestation. And I thought after the first year that I was ready to publish, but something kept breaking my computers and holding me up so that I wasn't able to do that. And I didn't understand why, and it was because I had much more to study before I was able to publish. Well, the second year of the work, something encouraged me to study the timetable. And as I began doing that and I broke all the products of the timetable down, I saw that they repeated after nine in their essence. Like if you add them, each one, and you get your answer. Well, when you break the product down to its essence, because that's what we're talking about, the essence of numbers, and that's when you add a number horizontally within itself. That's where each, if you look at each one of the numbers that I just called off, if you add each one of them within themselves, you'll see that they all broke down or break down to the number 9. And that's what I found was quite amazing. But once I developed this grid, and the grid was based on the products broken down to their essence, each number from 1 through 9. And when you do that and you lay them down horizontally and vertically, the grid appears. Upon this grid is all 13 of those numbers. And the reason I could see them in there is because the 5,000, what is it? The 5,184 that represents the seconds that are in an hour, I recognized as my birthday, my four-digit number, because it's 518-54 is my birthday, but drop the second five and it's 5184. And when I saw that, I've said if my I had already known that that was the 72 times 72. So I said, well, maybe the other 12 numbers are in here as well. And sure enough, all 12 of the other numbers were in this grid. So for me, that's very powerful, in that the divine left something for us to be able to see ourselves written in time. And because this study was basically, it was done by a person from the city of Cleveland, I feel like that makes Cleveland a very special part of this. But primarily, when I think of the place where I was actually conceived, and the reason I know where I was conceived is because for my life coming up, my mom would say it was so hot the summer of 53 that we had to sleep at the park. And so I was conceived at Gordon Park at Lake Erie in Cleveland. Address, wow. I found in 2013, the address to Gordon Park is 108 East 72nd Street. Those are both nines. And it's near the highway I-90. And so we have three nines there. And then the, 283? That breaks down to a 13. So I had been working on the lunar time system since 2000, and this was 2013. And there in Cleveland in 2013, I found those nines connected to that park. And to me as the person who was doing this study about nine. Cleveland has a zip code that begins with 441, and it has an area code that begins 216. And so if you can see that nine was there all along. And so with these and many other bits and pieces of patterns that have been pulled together, I realized that this is the study that I'm supposed to do. And when I looked at the fact that Cleveland was on that path of totality and no one had mentioned it as far as spiritually, then I realized anyway that it was for me to do, because I was the one who had done this study. And Cleveland is in the middle of it. Not only was the address of the park relevant, but most of the addresses that I've had in my life are also represented in these numbers. For instance, the first apartment I had, the address was 9504. Well, 954 lunar months of gestation. Another address was 3438. That's 711. And so, again, as I look back, I see time and time again evidence that I'm supposed to be on this journey to reveal nines to the world and the importance of it. And that's part of Cleveland's purpose, is to bring this truth. And the ultimate truth of it is that it is the return of the mother principle. And I feel like that's what the X that's being drawn across the United States with the 2017 and especially the 2024 eclipse, the cross that's being drawn, is indicative of the cross that represents the original cross, the divine cross. And it's the cross that's at the center of this numerical grid. Now,
so,
once you see, go ahead.
Let me pause you here, because I do want to give people a chance to, if they have any questions at this point. You have really given us a full meal of birth to present purpose, because Soul Purpose Healing is here to help people understand why they're here, and especially to recognize the signs along the way that have that are telling people that you're in the right place, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and you're also evolving. And you're growing. And you've done just a beautiful job of sharing with our audience, and let me just put my face up here for a minute, sharing with our audience how important it is to essence of numbers. This is and done for us tonight, this first half hour, which is amazing, that you have given us a beautiful illustration of the importance of numbers in our life. If only we were taught from a young age to pay attention to numbers, I think a lot of people would be in more peace about their journey. They wouldn't be fretting about things that went another direction, that didn't meet their expectations, and that caused them to suffer a little or pain or all that, if they had been paying attention to numbers all along, which would have been saying, you're in the right place. The right path. It's okay. Keep going. Keep going. And so many of us get caught up in drugs, addictions, because of the confusion and the pain along the way. So I'm just grateful to you. I'm going to take a quick break, and I want you to really give us a little bit about what are the major challenges you have had along the way, but the numbers just kept you on track going forward. And overcoming those challenges, because we all have them. And I know you've been kind of out of the loop for a while as far as taking care of yourself and healing and all that. So let's take a quick break. And if you have any comments or questions, we do have a couple of people in the Facebook page, Empress Regina, again, saying gratitude and honor, my beautiful sister. Our Monday morning host, Zelda, is here, Grand Rising, beautiful Queens, looking forward to great information. Thank you, Queens and Goddesses, for showing up, because it's a collective effort tonight. And then we have lots of people in our Blog Talk studio. We have quite a few people there. If you have questions, press 1. If you have a comment, press 1. And we've already had one. And when we come back from the break, I want to give if it's okay with you, Andita, I want to give the people who raised their hand. I have one person raise their hand. If they have a question or comment, I'm going to give them a chance when we come back, if that's okay with you.
Okay. That's fine.
All right.
That's fine.
Okay, so we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this quick message.
Have you ever wondered why some of the healthiest people still get sick? Or why the occurrence of learning disabilities like ADHD have drastically increased over the last 50 years? How is it that the cancer rate has gone from 1 in 8,000 back in the 1960s to 1 in 2 today? Isn't it odd that even though we are more focused on health than ever before, that there's still been an increase in diseases, disorders, illnesses, and other conditions that destroy your quality of life? What if I told you that the very things you're using in your home to avoid these health concerns are actually what's causing them? If you're the decision maker in your home, you know how overwhelming it can be to keep your family safe. Today, we'd like to welcome you and simply provide you with some important information and shed some light on some health concerns you may not be aware of. Over the last 100 years, thousands of toxic chemicals have been introduced into society because of an excessive overstock of chemicals designed for warfare in the Second World War. Today, of the 2013 documentary, The Human Experiment Space, quote, 42 billion pounds of toxic chemicals enter into commerce every day. That amount would fill up 623,000 tanker trucks. And as we speak, there are over 80,000 such chemicals on the market in the U.S. Over the last half century, chemical usage has gone up by 2,000%. And it isn't until there are enough people hurt by these products that there are even questions raised. Does this sound familiar? On July 12, 2018, the well-known grocery store brand of talcum and baking powder company, Johnson & Johnson, was ordered to pay $4.6 billion while, as it was said, they knowingly covered up asbestos in their product for over 40 years. And we have been trustingly using it on ourselves and our most precious of all, our newborn baby.
Now, that's just a little bit about the information that you get on Melaleuca.com, which is a company I've partnered with to help us improve our environment. And tonight we are doing some spiritual work with our sister Andika, who is going to help us improve our thinking process and especially our attention to numbers, the essence of numbers. And tomorrow people are traveling all over the world, from all over the world, to see this event called the solar eclipse. I even heard a news item, the governor of Indiana declared a state of emergency because they have so many people traveling to Indiana to see this eclipse.
Yes.
So we're talking about something very important tonight, and we want to take all the fear out of it and bring all the enlightenment and wisdom to this topic. So we've got someone in the studio who raised their hand, and we want to give them an opportunity to comment or ask a question. And 262-833, your mic is open.
Greetings, family. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. This sounds like Brother Eddie Harris.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And forgive me, family, for not hearing the first half an hour of the class. I'm on my fun day Sunday. Every Sunday is a fun day to me because it's the beginning of the week. So with that coming in, you mentioned numbers. So, you know, that pulled me in. And we're talking about this pre-eclipse that we're having for tomorrow that you just stated, that people around the world are traveling certain places to take a glimpse at this solar eclipse. But I want us to think of one thing that we say all the time, that we are the solution. We are the answer. And again, while we are being somewhat distracted at looking at the solar eclipse and not knowing that we are a part of this celestial event, every event that happens celestial, as above, so below, so are we. We are the event. We don't need to look at what we are. And again, when you're thinking that you got people traveling around the world to be out looking instead of knowing that they are participants, we don't have to look at what we are. The energy that this system will absorb from all of the people around the world looking instead of knowing that they are participants in what's happening. And instead of looking, we need to go inward and meditate during this time to know what's what, what's real and what's not. X marks the spot. And as the solar eclipse goes across America, it shades the shade or the shadows that we are left in and not getting the full effect of what we are and what's being given to us in this time of the energy and frequency that we are receiving right now. So, again, I don't want to discourage anyone from looking at this solar eclipse, but remember, the deeper or spiritual side is what's happening within us from above, so below. This is what's happening within, not on the outside without. So with that, I just wanted to add that to the mix, because what a lot of us don't recognize is that that solar eclipse going from Mexico across America to Canada is the same route that the Underground Railroad to freedom led us to. Is this that cross that it's making, that X marks the spot to freedom? Or are we on the other side of all the calamities and all of the gloom and doom that they've been talking about? What side do you resign on? Ours is a positive frequency. So all of the things that's positive resonate with them, because they're resonating with you. I just wanted to add that to it.
Well,
peace,
right,
and love, family.
Thank you. Shalom, shalom. And that's Brother Eddie Harris. He's our numerologist. And Andika, I'll let you comment on what he just said. I agree that people are going to, our people have got the wrong mindset to be going outside watching this. I'm for one going to be meditating.
I agree that about, I don't really, I'm not going to look up because I'm looking within. I try to look within, and it's there that I get my answers. And especially something you can't look at with a natural eye, you're not supposed to be looking at it. You know, if you really think about it. Those glasses weren't invented hundreds of years ago, so what did people do? They weren't supposed to look up at that time. And so basically it's not anything that's supposed to be observed in that way, I don't think. But it is. And but it's supposed to be, it's known that it's happening. And so that's the important part, is to know that it's happening. The fact that the eclipse of 2017 went through the six or seven cities with the name of Salem, which, as I've heard, means peace. And then this one, the 2024, is going through six or seven cities with the name of Nineveh. And that's a nine. And that's, oh, goodness, it's just escaping. But that's a nine. That's what I'm working on. That's what I'm talking about here. And I feel like because of what I'm seeing, just like Cleveland for many years was defamed for what someone, I believe, knew was its divine destiny and purpose, so Nineveh was also a defamed place. It had been corrupted. And I think just as 9 was defamed, just as 13 has been defamed, it appears that everything that's divine has been not only hijacked and piggybacked with the profane, but it's been just looked at as if there was something wrong with it, when in actuality that's where the divine is. So that's why I'm coming forth with this information about the number 9, about the number 13, and about the fact that I'm seeing them in the city of Cleveland. That's where this study evolves out of. And so I feel like these numbers should be looked at. But most definitely, this is something for each individual to deal with personally and how they're going through life. It's a very individual thing, how we deal morally in our day-to-day. That's what each of us must pay attention to now. This is Turtle Island. This is a matriarchal land. And I feel like that cross that is appearing is representative of that matriarchal the claim that that's what was here before patriarchy arrived. And we've got to go back to that. That's what my feeling is. And that's what the message is from the eclipse and that cross, that it's time to return to that matriarchal state. And that's where the truth of the numbers lies and is revealed. If I might, may I recite another poem?
Oh, yes, and I apologize to my Facebook, YouTube. I had put myself on mute because there was some noise in the area, and I think they didn't hear everything you were saying. So, go ahead and read your poem, and I'm sure everybody, I hope everybody can hear. Let me know in the Facebook and YouTube if you can hear her now and hear me, and then we'll keep going. But, yeah, please. We would love to have the poetry flowing tonight, my dear sister. So go ahead and then tell us about what you've been challenged with in the last few years that has, and the, how the nine has reminded you to keep stepping.
Okay. This poem is entitled The Woman and Magnificent Infinite Nine. It said, truth is the light and shall set us free. Shall I share these truths that came to me of the woman, her story, our divinity, and magnificent infinite nine? The mathematics of time is and does not change, yet it's the something man conspired to rearrange, claiming her truth, attaching her to his strange, and as he lied, he derided her in nine. But as time itself makes known what is real, that the moon and the stars man couldn't conceal exist yet within the mind as intuition does reveal the link between woman and nine. So I choose to turn back to the truth that was mine, searching the heavens for patterns, designs, the ladder that spirals a sacred climb, hence the wonders within time and nine. The 362.7 days of the true lunar year. Is this the circumference of Earth's giant sphere? As the essence of numbers makes it all very clear, the magic circle is angled in nine. The 27.9 day cycle that is hers and the moon's. The 9.54 lunar month spent in the womb. The time's transcendent circles round the birthing room. Even this is said to be nine. For when added within, numbers of time and tide form glorious patterns that can't be denied, revealing the spiritual woof men have long defied. And it was this stitch in time that saved nine. As Mother Earth, she spins one of nine in our skies through the 18 notes revealing her musical ties as the seconds and minutes of each sunrise sings the song of songs, sings nine. Though her knowledge man cursed as a thing to shun, great divine created moon, those stars and that sun whose brilliant light is the life-giving one, and great divine set their patterns in nine. In his unrelenting quest toward unholy enterprise, hoarding ill-gotten knowledge for the masses' demise, man said her weak fables have truths in total lies, but these lies cannot stand next to nine. And as scholars point a path back to the woman of hue and reveal the black Madonna the world once knew, a sacred herb plays part in truth's rescue. Study time, it urges. Find nine. Woman, reclaim 72, and you yourself redefine with immaculate love, pure, chaste, and divine. Love protected, nurtured by celestial design. Heal with your truth of the woof there in nine. Indeed, truth is the light that shall set us free of how divinity was besieged by profanity. As her story became his story of androgyny, truth remained there in time, tied in nine. Yes. In the essence of time, tied and nine. Thank you.
Thank you. And that nine again. I love that stitch in time. I'm doing some sewing, and so rhymes are showing up to remind me to stay on track and on purpose. But go ahead with. What have you been challenged with, Andika, in the last couple of years that has, you know, kept you, or maybe caused you to wonder if things were the way they should be?
Well, I've been happy for 50 years, okay? In spite of whatever might be going on in my life, because of heuristic study, which is independent scholarship, I have been a happy person, even in spite of a lot of my challenges. And in 2014, I had something to fly up my nose and attach itself to the wall of my nasal cavity. And it was some kind of a polyp. My daughter went online in 2017 and discovered, she said, well, Mommy, I think you might have nasal polyps. And so with that, I was able to find herbs that helped me. If it had not been for that, you wouldn't be hearing my voice right now. I'd be gone, and it wouldn't have been in a pretty party. It was very serious. But I was supposed to gain knowledge of herbs, and I'm so happy that that I did. And one thing I've noticed about life is that lots of times, the experiences that we think are the worst that we could ever go through we find ourselves one day being grateful for those experiences because of what we gained from them. And I certainly wouldn't have the knowledge about herbs that I have now if it hadn't been for what I've gone through. But let me tell you, I've spent 6 hours a day in my nose, 2 hour sessions at a time, pulling these things out. And this has been for, since 7, 8 years of me, what I call surgery, a form of surgery. And a doctor couldn't have been in here helping me with that. They weren't going to be here. I just had to be proactive on my part. And again, it's been very challenging, but at the same time, it's been such a learning experience, and I know many people are going to benefit as I, you know, write about it from this. And I'm sure I'm not the only one to, you know, this has happened to. But I feel like it's a form of biological. This isn't natural. That's another reason I feel it happened, to show me, you know, some of the things that perhaps the chemtrails, I don't know where it came from, but I simply breathed. And this day I felt it attach itself in there, and I couldn't remove it. It had tentacles. I come to find out these things have tentacles, and that's how they attach themselves. Ooh. So it's again, it's been challenging, but I really wouldn't trade the experience. I wouldn't, because of what I learned from it. But I'm coming through it, and I'm just about done. I'm done, just about done with it. So I'm very happy about that. But
so would you say it improved your intuitive ability on some level? Because I was looking at Louise Hay's book, The Nose, and you know, we have things show up in our body in different places. And in Louise Hay's book, she always points out why they show up, where they show up. And I learned that in German New Medicine.
I think you want to know what I really think?
Right.
I think that there are enemies who don't want the truth out, spiritual enemies. And they somehow have a say in the challenges that are gonna we're going to face, those of us who have these journeys, who know what their journey is. There are certain challenges that they put in front of us that can take us out if we're not the ones deserving of what it is we're doing. You know what I mean? And I really think those, they were saying, you're being a little too nosy and you want to talk too much. You see? So they attacked my nose. And if I wasn't on top of it, I'd be gone. I wouldn't get this message out. That's what I think.
And that's happening a lot with all of us, I think, on some level, the spiritual attacks. We were against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers of the darkness. So I'm just looking at this as your nose in particular was maybe that attack in that particular place. Because, you know, you think about, well, why wasn't it the ear? And why wasn't it the skin or the mouth or some other place on our body? And I think Louise Hay's note about recovery was you had to build your intuitive ability through this process of healing.
Perhaps you're right. Perhaps you're right. It certainly in no way hurt me. And as far as my understanding, it's definitely improved that on several levels. And so I do feel like I'm further along for the experience as opposed to not ever. I couldn't have, I wouldn't know what I know. And I'm grateful for that. So.
Right.
But it's also the whole idea. I wasn't supposed to push this information until now. This is when this information is supposed to be out. I have been wanting to release it for 20 years, but one thing after another would hold me up. But as that's been happening, I've been developing a 13-tiered program because I got into truth-seeking for my people. I wanted to know what had happened to my people. What was going on? Why was the world treating them like this? So they began my search for truth, and that's what it was all about for me. So after I discovered the truth of self-actualization, I thought that that was the end all. I was ready to become a motivational speaker for the rest of my life. But then, like I said, in the year 2000, the celestial gestational mathematics came to me, and it let me know that there was more that I needed to share than just the self-actualization. We needed to know what these numbers meant. And we needed to start looking at the patterns in our lives, not only with the numbers, but with our names. And as you were alluding to earlier, I carry a lot of names. And I'll go through them now. Delphine, Andika, Peterson, Christmas, Hill. All of those names represent an aspect of this journey. And I found that I needed to look at them and understanding some of the moves that I was supposed to make or some of the directions I was supposed to take in gathering information. But as far as Delphine goes, I told you actually to watch that movie earlier about the dolphin. Well, when I saw that movie in 2009, I knew that that had messages for me. And so, and God, go ahead, huh?
No, I said but I agree. My grandchildren loved it.
Thank you. I'm glad they did. And truthfully, and so now, as you saw with the end of the movie, his challenge in there was to surf a wave at a particular time. And what was the particular time? As a solar eclipse was occurring. And so when I saw this, all this adding up about the eclipse, I knew that this was the time that I was supposed to step out and finally release as much as I could. And that's why I appreciate your show tonight, because if I didn't have this outlet right now with this thing coming tomorrow, I would be feeling real frustrated, huh? And so I thank you so much for allowing me this.
And here's the,
I do.
And while we're on that movie, for those of you who might be interested in watching, it's a beautiful, metaphoric, symbolic movie about life, but it's all done in animated form with a dolphin swimming through the waters, learning how to be for himself, be independent and be his true, authentic self. But there was one thing about the shark, and he was talking to the shark about why he is so, so people are so afraid of the shark and why the shark is always wanting to eat people and eat things. And the thought was that, well, maybe you should stop eating. The dolphin was, I think, telling him stop eating. He said that thought was just very new to me, to stop eating. And I thought, wow, that was a deep thought to me, how new it is for people to eat. And, you know, it was talking to me about fasting. How people are so used to eating three meals a day, eat, and the shark and the dolphin and the shark interaction was saying, well, have you ever thought about not eating? And he said, well, that would be really strange for me not to eat. And I'm like, oh, that's a deep one.
I just learned about breatharians recently. I didn't know there was actually people who were, so you're on the right track. And when you think of the inflammation that comes from so many of the foods that we eat, then it's a good idea to eat less and less as possible. So I'm in full agreement. And there's a lot of, with what's happening tomorrow, there's a lot of things that weighs our lifestyle. Some of us do not need to partake in that eclipse, I don't feel. But beyond that,
would be a good idea tomorrow. I went blueberry picking today with my grandchildren, and I'm thinking about a blueberry juice fast tomorrow because these are freshly picked blueberries, and they're going to be full of antioxidants, energy, everything. And so that's my thought for tomorrow, do a blueberry juice fast tomorrow.
There you go. But for what I say to each individual is start looking at the patterns. And it's right now you can look over your life. Oh, I want to say this. The 266 days between conception or and birth, which is our gestation period, if you count those days from your birthday back and you land on your conception date, you're going to find some interesting correlations between your family members. There's a lot of relating dates and even between families, like families that marry into each other and whatnot, you'll even find connections to those people. And I'll give you an example. I was born on my grandmother's birthday. I mean, I was conceived on my grandmother's birthday, which is August 25th. And it's August 25th, and that's the day of prophecy and omens. That's the day of augury. Okay? That's why I gave you that sheet with the census.
Did you say the
25th? The 25th of August is the day of August.
That's the day after my mother's birthday. She was born August 24th.
Wow. Well, whenever it's like that, it's overlapping in a sense. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. So that's probably why you're not inviting me today. It's this type of thing that, whether we know it or not, it's drawing us together with other people. It's these connections that we can't always see, but we can see proof of it through numbers and through dates and through names and whatnot. So, like I said, I was conceived on her birthday, and I was born May 8th. Well, I was born at 1:37 a.m. on the 137th day. So that's what's called a constant of nature, which deals with its physics. Now, I don't know physics. But what I deal with is some information relevant to physics. And there was a physicist named Addington. Is that his name? But he was studying that 137. And so if you look into it, you'll see some things about, the constants of nature. But one thing about it, it's knowing things by pattern, without having to figure it out cognitively, just looking at certain patterns and being able to figure things out. And that's what I've been able to do with these numbers and names and things. It's like I see these patterns, and that's what I feel like I'm supposed to share with everyone. Start looking at the patterns so that you can know what you can get help on your journey. Your ancestors are trying to help you. My grandmother has been with me every step of this. I began the study at the address of 1347, and that's when I started looking at the time, and I got connected with a place called the Foundation for the Law of Time. I read in that book regarding those particular numbers, like 1347, that 4 is the root, 7 is the trunk, and 13 is the fruit on this tree. And so it was just interesting that I had started that search at that particular address with those numbers. And that was where I began to feel the presence of my grandmother working with me. And so I'm very happy about that. Now, this was the older sister to the aunt who had told me that the female cycle was connected to the phases of the moon. So this is why I know that this is a part of my family legacy, a part of our heritage, that I do this. And that I make my people proud. It's like I got a lot of information, and it would be wonderful if people believe me. I hope they do. But I've got to do this just because, like I said, my family wants me to do it. I feel like I need to do it. And
you and I both to ride that wave for people in our lives to see the power of what we're doing. And like the dolphin, we're coming to a day now where we're going to have to ride this big wave of doubt and fear and anxiety and confusion.
Yes.
And doing it not just for ourselves. And we don't have to look at this solar eclipse. We just know the frequency and the energy is telling us it's time to ride this wave. We got another caller.
Yes.
So let me open up the mic. This is, I believe, Kwame Sunhorse. I think you know Kwame, right?
Yes, I do.
Kwame, your mic is open. Welcome.
Good evening, Sister Viata. And it has been some moons. How are you, Sister Andika?
Yes. I'm great.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother Kwame. Thank you. It's wonderful to hear your voice.
And you also, are you still in Georgia?
I am. And this
okay.
is where I was sent to work on this rest of this mission, but have to connect with my, you know, my Cleveland roots. I love that place. If it weren't for the weather, I'd probably still be there.
You know, do you hear us talk about Kitchen Table University? That's who she wrote a poem called Kitchen Table University.
Oh, wow. Do you remember?
Oh, I tell everybody about we learn at Kitchen Table University. That's part of my mantra.
Wow. Well, that's where this information came from.
Mama
right.
AZ, she definitely too.
Oh,
yeah. That's who,
she's
that's
been
who,
encouraging
that's
me all along.
Right, and that's who gave us that poem, you know, and it's been that part because that's why I used it, because this is where a place of learning, and then now she's talking about the numbers and the birth, and then listening to Brother Eddie gives us the numbers for the words, you know, so each word is a number, and we have to understand because we're astronomy, numerology, and biology. This is what makes us up. And so, and I like the poster that you did because you're continuing. What's the next phases of these eclipse across this Turtle Island? And really we go back to a short one at 1979. The other one was at 1918. And it goes all the way back to Aquarius and Pluto in 1776. That these occurrences come because there's always at least two eclipses every year, but for us to have them to go across the whole land that we're on is part of the reactivation of that land and the beings that's on it. This is why
that's right.
it's being promoted so diligently. And the thing that really is you know something to see is that how they take a natural occurrence, which is really geomancy, because this is energizing this Turtle Island and giving us the energy of the reboot from the sun and the moon. But they're looking at the profitability, and they're saying that 32 million people are going to be out tomorrow driving to certain locations where they may not be able to see it in the space they live, but they're going. And it's the activation of the human energy because every person that goes and begins to do, you're putting energy into the planet. And that this eclipse is doing is putting it into the planet. But the thing that's so powerful about this moon and the earth and this alignment is that all of our planets in our solar system is behind the sun. It's not in the front. It's not on the side. They're all on one side of the sun. And so this is why that when it reboots, the thing that's going to happen, we're going to have a surge of cosmic energy because notes are blocking what's going to come from behind the sun that once the sun is realigned and we get the light from it. So it's a very powerful time in which we're needing to understand that this cosmic consciousness and this earth activation is the time in which the Hopi said we are the ones we've been waiting for. This is the fifth world. And
mm-hmm.
those of us who are willing to do as Andika is saying is take the time to know yourself. And I'm grateful that you were able to, at 2017, to find something that was your daughter was able to find something to help you get that attack. That was, you know, a lesson in which you know that there are things to cure whatever it is that we need to deal with, but we have to be diligent. And you were able to receive that from the child you born. And the thing that it was attacking you is that it attacked you in the nasal. And that's very important because what's the first thing that happens when we come from the womb? You remove the plugs from the nose. And
wow.
you take the first breath.
Mm. Interesting.
Thank you, Brother
Very
Connie. And I believe Brother Eddie had maybe another comment, because and Brother Eddie, your number, you know, your phone number is the address where I was born. I keep meaning to mention 833. I was born at 833 East 47th Street. So that's another connection with the essence of numbers. Brother Eddie, do you have another comment? Mama AZ has her hand up as well.
Yes, really quick, I wanted to comment on the sister talking about the 9 and 13 that is so important to all our sisters out there, because 9 by number comes up to woman. And she mentioned in her poem, she was talking about the woman and understanding woman comes to 9 also as a baby is born in 9 months. 13 comes to God. But here's the key to 13, that every woman that has a baby becomes that God, because out of the mouth of every babe is the name of God by the word mama. Mama is 4, which is God, 13.
Yes.
Mom is 4. So every actual woman, not no transvestite, I'm not going to get into that, but every real woman is God by her being the creator that she was meant to be. She is the vessel that every life comes through. She is God, and the baby refers to her as mama, ma, becoming big mama at the end of the day. So that 9 and 13, my sister, you were right on point. And even understanding your number of birth is 5, and I got 5 on it. 5 means that you are a teacher. You are a teacher and a revealer. And this is what you are doing in your teaching. You are revealing the truth. And by the way, you mentioned truth. By number is God. God is 13 and truth is 31. It just mirrors itself by the number. So you are right on point. Not knowing the number, but the word itself speaks what you're speaking by the spirit. And spirit comes to 4, 31, which is God. That's why we say the spirit of God. And my sister, you are in the spirit of God. So keep doing what you're doing. I just wanted to amplify by the number and what you're doing, my sister. Peace and love.
There's no words for what appreciation for both of what you, what both of you brothers have just said to me. You don't know. And I thank you so much. I thank you.
Yeah, thank
Could
you,
I add
brother.
Just one thing.
Yes, go ahead.
She said feminine, when she was saying feminine or feminine, it's the word, is that the feminine. And the 9, that's who she is. She's the femme and the 9. She's the completion.
Yes.
How is it? Thank you. So Mama AZ, your mic is...
Can you hear me, Beverly?
Yes.
Greetings. I got allergies. I got around a cat person. It spit the whole day, and I got allergies. But anyway, this too shall pass. Greetings, Beverly. Greetings, Brother Eddie, Brother Kwame. Oh, God, Sister Adhika. Thank us for this confirmation. And I want to dedicate this show. You're going to have a part two, Dr. V, because this is how important this is. I want to dedicate this show to Reverend A.A. Allen's great-granddaughter, Rebecca Allen Jones, who lives in Phoenix. She transferred, I think, from England to take on the journey of her granddad's temple here at Miracle Valley, Arizona. The reason that I'm bringing this up, Rebecca, is because if you hear this, your great-granddad has been communicating with me since 2006. And when my friend Esther Dunham made her transition, Brother Kwame did a special sweat. We gathered there at his spot at that time. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's when I first met Sister Andika.
Yes.
Was that when it was?
I think so, hon. I believe so.
Well, you have just given me some more air, sister, because there is Reverend Allen has been communicating with me along with Esther Dunham, who is a friend of Van Dorn, and I'm looking at his sculpture right now that Reverend Allen told me about. This is a true story. I'm looking at it on my storyboard right now as we speak. But the reason that I'm sharing this with you is because I need for you, Brother Kwame, and Brother Harris, to tell me what is the grid connection between Cleveland, Chicago, the Buffalo Soldier Camp out here at Fort Naco, and Cochise's stronghold, and Palenque, Mexico, because there is a connection. I looked at the map of Cleveland, and all these numbers are relevant, very, very relevant. And Reverend Allen is saying these are the teachings here in Cochise County and beyond that is going to be necessary for the dear ones, especially in Christianity and especially within the Baha'i faith. It's going to be necessary that this knowledge is taught. I notice. So
yes.
What's the connection? And by the way, I saw you here, you and Brother Harris, teaching at Cochise's stronghold, the information that has gotten into your body. You're both the hollow reeds, bringing the number information to the planet. And I believe if you add up this day, it adds up to a one. Planting seeds that we may not see come to fruition in this lifetime and other things. What's your read on all of that, Brother Kwame and Brother Harris? And then I'm going to be quiet and listen. It's so much more that they're screaming at me from the other side to tell me, to tell you, but go ahead.
Anyone, Nika, Kwame, Brother, Mike is open as well as answer.
But what Mama AZ is at that they're giving from the other side, like I was saying earlier, this energy that has crossed Turtle Island with these two is really the part of activation of this whole grid. The center of the grid is the Mississippi River. And you're talking about the Ohio River runs into the Mississippi River. So these waters, memory and consciousness are connecting to
yes.
all the beings on the planet. And so that part in which you're asking, you know, what is that these ancestors on the other sides are giving us guidance and speaking through you. And the part in which you did with the Buffalo Soldiers, Johnny Taylor, and the part of him is because the spiritual soldiers are being activated also. Mm-hmm. Those are the reflections of the old spiritual warriors, those Buffalo Soldiers. We are those, Kathy Williams, the reenactment of her being the only female buffalo soldier. All of this is part of this activation. This is a memory, because this is memory and consciousness. This is the conscious reboot that's coming from the sun and the moon. The waters of our human bodies are being activated by this energy of this eclipse. That's why I was saying those 32 million people going to be across the planet. That's pure energy. At one time, it's like a people in a stadium, or you get people in a situation of fear. All of that energy is connects to the planet, and we resonate back up into the heavens. So what you're doing, Mama AZ, is you're being given validation that these things are happening, and we need to begin to activate ourselves in order to be our truth, because everything that we're needing is in us. All we're doing is getting the activation help, as above, so below, as within, so without. And these are the things of getting people to understand that you're going to have ascension disorders, but you have to bring yourself into order in order to be able to receive it.
There it is. There it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Again, Brother Kwame, Brother Harris, because both of you, you and Brother Kwame, come from Chicago. There are others from Chicago that are on the other side now.
Mama AZ,
Sir.
Was raised in Chicago. I came on. I sit on the 33 degrees latitude, 80-something minutes, and I sit on, I was born 33 degrees latitude, 88 degrees longitude. I sit here in Georgia, 33 degrees latitude, 85 degrees longitude, because this is where my energy came on the planet, and we have to understand we have a certain grid energy that we are aligned with each time we move about this planet. And so this is what I'm on, because this is where I came in at.
Okay, so again, what is the connection of Cleveland, Ohio, Cochise Stronghold, and the Buffalo Soldier Camp out here in Fort Naco? Please tell me, because you have knowledges of that, but it's very significant about Cleveland as well. It's like another piece on the chessboard. So I'm going to mute and listen, because I need to know that connection. And Sister Andika, I'll share a lot with you when this show is over, because they are really talking to me. Dr. Blair, everybody, thank us.
Okay.
I'm on mute.
All right.
So,
can I be heard?
Yeah, go ahead, Eddie.
Oh, really quick, Mother AZ, you chimed in on our show Friday with Sister Antoinette, and the brother, Brother Kwame, could probably tell you a little bit more about him, but his name is Johnny Teller Jr., and he is very, very astute dealing with the Buffalo Soldiers, and it hit me. I was like, he was talking right up your alley, because it's things that he mentioned that Brother Kwame can expound on, that Joe Louis was a Buffalo Soldier. I didn't know that. I don't think you knew it, because you never said it. Also, that Jackie Robinson was a Buffalo Soldier. And Abner Doubleday, who so-called invented basketball, was a colonel who trained some of the Buffalo Soldiers and experimented with basketball with the black soldiers to come up with the sport of basketball. So the Buffalo Soldier that you've been talking about for so long has a lot more implication than you might know. I was so sad that you had to stop off to run to the store during that program Mother AZ, because he was talking right up your alley, this brother, Johnny Taylor Jr., and it's not the singer Johnny Taylor, but again,
I know a lot of information. I know, Brother Harris, but what you didn't know is that I had you on my speaker in my back rolling up,
okay.
And I heard everything. I was just quiet. I've
great.
Already
okay.
was connected to that brother, and we'll talk about that off the air.
Okay.
This is deep. This is even deep than you even know. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm going to mute again.
Yes. So, and us even dealing with tomorrow, remember, we just came off of what was called Good Friday, and we went into Easter, and a lot of us know that Easter actually landed on Monday. That's why they also call it Easter Monday. But if we didn't recognize the connection that Friday we had an earthquake in New York, and it was a 4.8 magnitude. Tomorrow's eclipse is 4.8. April 8th. So it's a prelude to the energy that is moving across, because a day prior to that it wasn't mentioned, they had a tornado on the West Coast in California. So all
wow.
of this magnetic energy that is already resonating is letting us know what's happening, but it's also happening spiritually or internally within all of us, as above, so below. We're just getting in contact with it, and we stop being distracted by Puff Daddy and all of this other nonsense that has nothing to do with the celestial event that we are, that's happening. We don't have to be spectators, because we are the participant. We got to realize and recognize. Peace and love.
So true.
Yeah, thank us. I look at Diddy and Beyonce and all that. That's just entertainment. And like any entertainment, we don't spend a lot of time there. They're just kind of a stress reliever of sorts. But, yeah, you're right. With all that, people who are spending too much time, weird and perverted musicians and so forth, those are the ones who are going to be surprised about events that take place, I believe, in the next few days and weeks, instead of preparing with meditation and really thoughtful words and deeds. We got another caller here, 773-450. Your mic is open.
Yeah,
are you there?
And Rise. Can you hear me?
All right. Speak up.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes. You know, it's a very interesting show. You know, because first of all, just like you all are saying, you know, there's something interesting about when things are spiritual, because the people stuck on the natural world spend so much time marketing to other people about buying stuff 24 hours a day. That's why so many people stay in poverty. It's not because they don't have the money. They spend so much money on everything you're telling them about. And then what's worse, nothing in society that they taught us in school or otherwise has no truth to it. From the diet they tell you that you ought to eat when you're out there eating that fried food and stuff, getting your heart all messed up, what's natural about any of that? I had to find out about eating, drinking bitters and stuff on my own. I had no knowledge of that from the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not dealing with
mm-hmm.
that. Eat what you want. Get sick. A sick system. So what's interesting is this. I'm interested about what's going to happen on the 9th, the day after the 8th, because after all, this is a new year, right? We can agree on that. This is a new year. They said January was. Somebody lied about that. That wasn't new. So now we're doing this new piece. And 7 days into that new year, then the eclipse comes on the 8th. So what happens on the 9th? My question to anybody on the path.
Well, you know, for me, it's just you to raise your consciousness
and continue to raise your frequency, because this year is going to be a roller coaster. This event is really kind of the beginning of the wave, would you say, Andika, that big wave that the dolphin had to ride? Go ahead, sister. Talk about that. The beginning of the wave.
I just feel like everybody ought to ask what they're here for and get busy on it. And they have hints. They've gotten hints all their lives. Something that won't go away, something that keeps coming back, something that's just asking them to connect with it. And it's deep, and it's to help everybody. It's just something special that they feel that they were put here to do. It's time now to attach to those things. Pardon me?
Get a load of that. That is so true. If you're on your own mission, you ain't got nothing to do with none of that, right?
Oh, I've been happy for 50 years because of it. Having something to do. It's so wonderful and powerful in a life. It's again, heuristic study, heuristic methods of study. And that's when you become interested, when you have questions. The root word of question is quest. It puts you on a quest once you start asking questions. It'll guide you, and you've got ancestors, you've got angels, you've got ancients all waiting for you to ask those questions. Remember when I said you have to ask? You do. If you don't ask, it's like you're not interested. If it's something you want to know,
the next paradigm has begun. Paradigm that we're all part of, and that spiritual sense and consciousness has already begun.
Yeah.
They just like the brother just said. Eddie said something about they busy talking about Puff Daddy and all this stuff for distraction. But I'm just saying, in the sense of where we're at right now, this is the beginning of a newness and a new paradigm that we're part of. We're not part of that. We just walking through that piece. Sometimes
I'll
often say it's like we're in the balcony looking at the stage when all this stuff is going on. We can go down there and be part of it to do our portion, but we're not really connected to it. And that's my affirmation for tonight. That
with
the force of all of you all and us being we, us, and our, instead of being individuals, we all lend to that total spirit. So nobody's competing against each other. And everybody has a piece of what we all need.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you, Viola, for even putting together something like that tonight. Thank you.
May I be heard?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mr. Bob, greetings. I am so abundantly grateful, child, that you beat in, because you confirmed another thing. Just like I got a text about Van Doren, who does the sacred geometry art. And now you beat in, Mr. Bob, and I'm going to tell you how relevant this is, and thank you so much, because you are the doppelganger of my friend George, who has a house here in Bisbee in walking distance from the Buffalo Soldier Camp there at Fort Naco. You and him look just alike. I am not kidding you. And for you to be being today is letting me know that even George is up in the house and telling me it ain't time to give up, because you're on the right avenue. So thank you, sir. I know it sounds
Mama
like AZ. A little, but I'm going to send you my vision board with him in the middle, meaning George, and he looks like you with your hat on. I swear to God. So, family, what I need to tell you is you pay attention to everything, even when people resemble to other people in your life. They show up and say, you better pay attention. Hello, do you hear me now? You better pay attention. We are at the Kitchen Table University. Thank us. I'm going to
Mom AZ, if I can, you asked about Cleveland, Ohio, and the Buffalo Soldiers, correct?
Yes, sir. And what
the
is
first,
the link of Chicago?
Yes. That's what I'm trying to say, is that if you let me give you what I'm given, the part of what you're asking about Cleveland is, and I think Johnny Taylor told us too, is that the colonel of the Buffalo Soldiers, his name was Charles Young. And Charles Young was born in Cleveland, Ohio. He was the third graduate from West Point, and he was the colonel over the first colonel over the Buffalo Soldiers.
Wow. Bring it on around.
And that's what he was telling us, that he told us, Johnny, because he was saying that, you know, he was the third graduate and from West Point, the third Negro to graduate from West Point. And so for him to be put in the position over the Buffalo Soldiers, and that's where the part in that he was over Fort Huachuca, the colonel has to be over the forts and that part of it. So that's part of what you're feeling from Cleveland, Ohio, this one person that was the first, the third person to graduate, but the first to be put in charge of the Buffalo Soldiers was Charles Young.
Wait. Hold up, Brother Kwame. You said he was in charge of this chapter?
The colonel,
Soldiers here?
He was the colonel over the Buffalo. There was only one regiment, the 10th Cavalry. That's what he was. He was the colonel over the 10th Cavalry.
Oh.
That was here. That was here at Fort Huachuca?
If the colonel is over a branch of the military, wherever they are, he's still the colonel.
Okay, because there were other divisions in Montana. There were other divisions in Minnesota and many other places. So I'm just asking you for clarity. So you're saying that he was the colonel over every division that has the entitlement of Buffalo Soldiers. That's what you're saying?
It says the 9th U.S. Cavalry Regiment and the 1st in the Nebraska alignment and to service in 28 years. The 10th Cavalry, the 10th U.S. Cavalry Black Troop, nicknamed the Buffalo Soldiers, since the Indian War, he was armed in service, and Harriet Truman, because he was over the. That's what I'm saying. This is what I'll send it to you. You can read it for yourself.
Okie dokie. Okay, I'm gonna mute. I'm listening.
Okay, we're bringing it back to Andika. Andika?
Since there's been a couple of mentions of Kitchen Table U, is it okay if I recite it?
Please go ahead. I was going to ask you about that. Go ahead.
All right. Kitchen Table University. Kitchen Table U. If money is funny and parents say, honey, sometimes there are things that we just cannot do, say, what does it matter? Tuition is free at Kitchen Table U. You feel formal education lacks inspiration and stifles intuitive points of view? Don't completely drop out. Find out what it's about at Kitchen Table U. There's no one there to tell you what's relative, nor to hide or mask what's true. You are free to uncover truth for yourself at Kitchen Table U. You can go to the heart of your interest, to what thrills you through and through. Nothing boring or lifeless is ever taught at Kitchen Table U. And so long as you truly apply yourself and with nose to the grind, you pay your dues, your efforts will be rewarded whichever scholarly road you choose. And when put to the test, you pull out your best and can do what it is you say you can do. What will it matter you got your degree at Kitchen Table U? So remember, it matters not where you study, but, and this is true, whether you hail from Yale or Harvard or from Kitchen Table U. Thank you.
Wow. You know, that reminds me of a meeting I was in today, the Female Solution, And we were talking about how sometimes children want to eat in front of the TV. And one of the ladies was saying, well, you know, we got to let the children make the decision sometimes, give them the freedom that they desire, and let them eat the TV if that's what they want to do. And I said, okay, that may be okay occasionally, but what you just brought out, Andika, in that point was kitchen table is where wisdom shows up. Kitchen table is where knowledge can show up. Kitchen table is where our children, in my opinion, gain what they're not getting from that TV set, to gain what they're not getting so much more than what most kids, and I'm talking kids from 7 to 18. And when we miss out, when we don't sit at the kitchen table, university. So I don't know how anybody else feels about that, but that's my position. And I've told my grandparents, as much as sometimes they want to even stand up and eat in another room or blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I think we just need to sit at the table, look at each other, and eat. This is where kitchen table university is. Go ahead, Andika.
Well, that's, again, like I said, when I tried to get information from college, and it was told to me that I wasn't going to get self-help from there, then I pretty much knew it was going to be on me to educate myself. And that's where it got so much fun. Let me share this with you guys. For 25 years, once I committed to my task, for 25 years, I turned over and looked at the clock at 4 o'clock a.m. automatically and opened my eyes, and it was 4 o'clock. This went on for 25 years. And it sounds kind of – it sounds to me like I could be lying. You understand? But I was there. I experienced it.
Sure.
And so it was to bring my attention to the number 4, like the brother was saying. I know what he was saying about that number 4. That's the number. That's that four-sided cross. First off, that's that cross, first off, the four directions. But some, it's the four beats, that's the degrees of time is in fours, okay? That's even how the lunar and the solar clocks are synchronized. They both work on that 4. And that is the number of the divine. It truly is. And so, at any rate, I wanted to get that in about the number 4 and the importance of it and recognize.
Well, but aren't all the numbers of the divine, when you think about every number has purpose to communicate to us the universal language of numbers? And isn't every number of the divine, it's just that every number gives us a different message, would you say?
Well, some are a little like 9 and 4 together make 13. So that's the 9 and the 4 are a special combination, and they're special numbers. Also, the 7 and the 11, they stand out. 7 and 4 make 11. They stand out. My grandmother, in my mind, represented 7 and 11. She was born August 25th. That's a 7. The 25 of 1907. She had 11 children. She died in 1961, which is a 7, and I was 7 when she passed away. So there's just so many things that shows me that her numbers. Oh, she died. She passed away on July the 10th, but with me knowing her connection to that 11, I feel like her body actually transcended 7-11, you see. That's how you do with the patterns. You see the when you look around the dates. So even though all the numbers are divine in their essence, there are those certain numbers that are guiding us along this path to show us. And it's that 9, and it's that 4, and the combination of 13, that 7, that 2 that make 9, and the 7 and 4 that make 11. Those, they stand out, and they're the ones that when you look at this grid, you'll see. You see them work with. There's also something called the moon grid. If anyone's interested, I have these materials. The books are going to be available very shortly.
and you can do a lot of work on your own as far as filling out the grid and actually experiencing how it comes to life with all these numbers. And you know that it's a direct message from the divine to us to put something in place that no matter if they tried to blow the moon out of the sky from what I heard, but no matter what they did, there was a message there, a numerical, mathematical message to us to say who we are. We are divine, and these numbers say it, and they could not take that away. That's why they don't want us to look at the moon. That's why they don't want us looking up for our answers. They want us looking to our less divine aspect, and that's what's causing us all the trouble. And I have to mention this, that just as well as I've been given information about our divine aspect, I've also been given some very important information about our profane aspect. And I don't want to go into that too deep, but let's just say this. For sexuality never to be mentioned as a problem causer, it's causing us a lot of problems for those who aren't handling it well. And the majority of us, because we don't know ourselves, our true makeup, which isn't all divine, we are falling into some deep holes. And it's getting scary. That's part of what's happening. Something's got to shake this up. It can't keep going like it's going. So more than fear, just, again, get into your divine aspect. Be who you are on a divine level and let happen what may, because it has to happen and it's time for something to happen. And be happy. Be happy to be going to another level, because the one we're on and headed to as we are, no, it's not. It's not it. So I needed to say that.
I hope you'll tune in tomorrow morning on Zelda's show Monday Morning Mindfulness, because her topic is about sexuality and what is being taught in our schools. I'm starting there intentionally highlighting this area in a profane way to bring us down vibrationally, frequency-wise. But tomorrow morning, Zelda has a guest on Monday Morning Mindfulness on the Female Solution. And the number is 515-605-9325. Most of you already have that number. But
I'll text it to you. 515-605-9325.
I think you should tune into that. Our guest is going to be talking about what's going on in our school system. You know, it's kind of like the transgender LGBTQ agenda. They have, they are working to bring our frequency down, in my opinion.
Yes.
And they work in the schools. And if the parents are asleep or too busy to be involved, then that's why we got a lot of confused and mentally disturbed children right now about cutting off their breasts and other parts because they think they ought to be another gender. So that's why we have to have these kitchen table university discussions. I don't think we can allow our children any TV screen, box, whatever, without us sitting there discussing what they're watching. We have no time to be elite, especially young children, leaving them alone in front of any box program, TV program.
Yeah.
But that should be fun. Among us here, we should surely be paying attention to what everything our children are doing most of the day. And if they're in school, we ought to be on top of what are they teaching in these schools. So we can't go to sleep on this job or in this situation anymore. When Obadiah says, well, what do we do the next day? We be vigilant and pay attention.
Yes.
Stay conscious. We're raising a whole new generation. I told my grandchildren, I need peaceful warriors, not watching all this violence. We don't need that anymore. We did that with Disney and cartoons. It's amazing how violent the cartoons were when we were growing up. And then maybe that's why we have problems now with men and women going to war and doing it obediently and don't think about it, because we were programmed as children. Cartoons were crazy and violent. So, hey, let's just get in the swing of things. Let's stop this nonsense. That's what I mean. And let me read some comments here. Zelda says, "Hey, Mama AZ, always good to hear everything you share. And then Zelda is asking Baba Kwame, how does one find out their personal longitude and latitude? And I'm going to leave that. We don't have enough time, but I'm going to leave that for Kwame to get in hold of Zelda and ask and maybe help her with that question. Olivia says, greetings. This event is a symbol, eternal selves transforming into our beloved higher self. Hallelujah. All Thank
right.
you, Olivia.
All right.
I'm excited to be a part of it. Peace and love, family, wonderful class. Thank you, Olivia, for that question, that statement to remind us of our purpose. And that's what Andika's here for. And I don't know if Kwame, I'm open to Kwame's mic, if he wants to say anything about Zelda's question. But we are here to raise our vibration, raise our frequency, raise our consciousness, because the wars that are going on are off the chain, totally crazy right now, in my opinion. And this is the big wave. I just thought about that, Andika. All this
yeah.
crazy bombing, the solution to everything in the patriarchal, male-dominated, white supremacist, psychopathic, warmongering governments all over the world is bomb, bomb, bomb. They don't have any – they don't seem to be able to want to negotiate anything anymore or be diplomatic. It's just, where's the next bomb? Where's the next weapon? So that's how
yeah.
insane it is. And that's the place that in that movie that the dolphin was looking for to just move his way through and come out on top in peace and then shine his light to his relatives.
That's it.
And what do you say? I love that movie. I might have to watch it again.
Oh, I got such a kick out of it, but really because I felt like it was a direct message to me. And anytime and it's interesting because people don't know us, but they've been led to write something or to do something, and they don't know how it's going to affect another individual. They wrote it for another individual. They wrote it specifically for someone to hear to inspire them on their journey. And that movie, I definitely feel like, was put in before me in 2009 to help me on this one. And I'd just like to say that you saw that the big fish. What was the big fish that was the troublemaker? You remember the one that was after him?
Oh, yeah. The ugly one.
Okay. Well, as I've done my studies, I study the dictionary more than anything. That's where I've got a lot of information from. But something that I noticed about the dictionary is every time I would find a word that would help me to understand something, right with it was some word that would try to scare me off from searching. So to me, I've taken that as that particular fish that was after Daniel Dolphin. I've taken what's been put in that dictionary to detract me from my path as that, their voice saying, you don't have any business looking into this. So, and if you do, this is what's going to happen. So I go into more depth about it. Right now it's kind of negative, and I don't really want to go into it because it hasn't stopped me from my journey, and that I have 144, which is my guardian angel. That's who's been with me, and that's who I have guiding and helping. And I don't worry about such things. And I know this journey and the search was for me, so nothing's going to take me off this path. I'd rather deal with whatever I've got to deal with this than to not do it and deal with whatever. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, and how about the symbolism in 144,000 that's mentioned in the Bible? People have all types of writings about those numbers, but now it just
Most
comes
definitely.
Down to the nine. Nine.
Exactly.
Simple now.
Exactly.
Complicated 4,000, you know, it's them over there, it's the Jews, it's these, it's that, it's Hebrew, whatever. But it comes down to a nine. How about
it's
if
nine.
You are in line with the Most High, there you are in the 144,000.
There it is.
How about that?
Sitting right in your face all
yep,
the time.
Yep. We missed it.
But we got it.
So We have only a few seconds. Give us people information how they can contact you if they'd like to, you know, communicate at the kitchen table or just to, you know, stay in touch.
Well, because I just got a new system. Everything is changing over. I didn't plan the eclipse, okay? I didn't. It's happening at a time where a lot of things aren't in place for me to do that right now. I'm putting it together, and it's so wonderful. So rather than give you old information, I want to give the new information. So if it's okay, I'll share it with you, and then anyone who's interested, you'll have that information, or they can contact me. But just give me a couple of days on that, because as we speak, yeah, after the eclipse, let's see what's happening.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to that. But yeah,
we'll have to come back again on the show, and then we want to have you as on the video so the world can see you when you're ready.
All right,
together.
Well,
and we'll have you come back
again. I'd love to.
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Come back anytime and give us an update on what the cosmic universe is saying to you. And it's what we all need to stay in touch. As I said in the beginning of the show, we're here to talk to you, but we want you to talk to us because that's how we have healthy relationships. We don't have healthy relationships.
I've got a lot more information that I'd love to share. So I look forward to that, hon. Thank you.
Yeah. So Lamont, and we got one more comment here. Lamont Varn says, Zelda, I found mine by asking what parallel is Bronx, New York on? And it gave me the 42nd parallel and the longitude and latitude as well. So there you go, Gerald, some food for thought. Thank you, Lamont. Nice of you to join us. So everybody, tune in tomorrow morning. Party started or going, riding this wave of eclipses and the frequency changes, moon, full moons, dark moons, waning and waxing of the moon. We're here all to bring peace to this earth, beautiful earth that we live on. This is a beautiful place to live. It's just the people and the aliens here that are causing trouble. And I think that's ass. And we can move on to the thing. So, Anvika, any last words before we go? I'll give you the last word.
Well, I would just like to say stay positive. Connect with your divine self and allow that being to guide you. And I think everything will be all right for you. But it's an individual thing. And it's how you, as an individual, are handling yourself that's going to determine wherever you find yourself.
That's right. And staying connected to the divine self is staying connected to nature. The birds, the bees, the sun, the moon, the sky, the clouds, the trees. It's all divine. And watching for those numbers on license plates and everywhere. I see those license numbers over and over again. Pause. What are you saying? Thank you for being here and keep trekking. So thank you so much for all of you have been a part of our collective consciousness rising. So I give thanks and praise to all of you who are all divine beings here. So beautiful.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xiexie. India, zanyaba. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, dziękuję. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Lots of love and prayers to you. Shalom, shalom. Have a beautiful life.